Daily Breakthrough Bread, August 26, 2026. God handed Saul a people who still belonged to God. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 1 to 8, key verse. Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1, KJV Reflection. Saul was about to receive something that could easily change the way a man sees himself, authority. God was anointing him to become captain over Israel. He would have influence over a nation and responsibility for people whose lives would be affected by his decisions. But Samuel carefully tells Saul what he is actually receiving. The Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance. Saul would lead them, but they were still God's inheritance. That distinction matters. Saul would receive authority, but he would not receive ownership. The people would be placed under his leadership without ever becoming his possession. That is easy to forget when someone comes under our influence. A parent can begin to think, "This is my child." A leader can begin to think, "These are my people." But God does not give us people to possess. He entrusts them to us. We are all stewards of everything under our care, because the Bible says that a man can receive nothing except it is given to him from heaven. The child in your home, the people who work under you, the student who looks to you for guidance, the younger believer you are discipling, the friend who trusts you with their vulnerability, none of them became yours when they came under your care. You may have authority over someone, but ownership remains God's. And with this, we should remember that we shall give account to God one day for how we handle and treat them. They are not ours. We are caretakers. Peter later warned church leaders not to become lords over God's heritage. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3. The danger is not only becoming harsh, it is forgetting whose people we are handling. Perhaps this is where the Lord wants to search us today. Have I begun treating God's inheritance as though it were mine? God may place people or things in your hands, but he never removes them from his. Prayer. Lord, forgive me for the times I have treated people you entrusted to me as though they belonged to me. Remind me that they are yours. Help me faithfully care for what belongs to you. Amen. Today's challenge. Read 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 1 to 7 again. Notice how Samuel describes Saul's new authority. He is made captain over his inheritance. Then notice how Samuel continues to give Saul God's instructions for what he is to do. Ask yourself, where have I begun to act more like an owner than a steward? Think of one person God has placed under your care or influence. What would change today if you consciously remembered, this person belongs to God, not to me? Key takeaway: God may entrust people to your care, but he never transfers ownership of them to you. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Evergrowing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.